Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. I'm Vincent and I'm here to talk about Independence Day from 1996. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of good, but I'm also going to get to the bad and to the downright campy. Before we get to that, I want to let you know that we are now being sponsored by a friend of mine, so it's not some faceless corporation. But my friend Zach has a company called Bandits Emporium, and they sell shirts. They sell great, cool t-shirts with your logo on it. And I actually just put in my order today. Just send him your logo, the picture. He puts it on a shirt. He does all the work. And in a couple weeks, I've got mine coming in, and I'll swap out this green t-shirt for another green t-shirt with Camp Kaiju's logo on it. So that's pretty cool. More info in the description. So I want to thank you for being here in this first installment of July's Summer Smash Part 2, Welcome to Earth, which, yes, is a line from Independence Day. And I'm going to get to that a little later. The good for this movie is, I think it fires on all cylinders. I think the acting across the board is really great. They have good, and I mean they have good chemistry with a commitment to the stakes. They really know, and this is the strength of the script too, it really knows how to balance like campy fun with emotional drama. And that's really hard to pull off, but this movie and the actors really ride that wave, and it's a lot of fun to watch. The special effects in this movie absolutely hold up, and it's because they're mostly models and real explosions, which, you know, your CGI may be top of the line, but I don't think you can ever beat practical effects, and this movie like relishes in the practical effects, and it's just a lot of fun. Some people say it's a little long. I get that, especially in the beginning. It takes a while to build up to the invasion, but I think that's a strength. We really get to see the world building in addition to the investment in the characters themselves. And I really like, movies like this where they really treat it like what would actually happen in our real world if aliens were to invade. And the movie shows that, the news broadcasts, the pedestrians on the street making small talk. It's like, yeah, what would happen? So with the bad, there's just one real major flaw, and as much as I do think the script and the acting is top tier, there's one major flaw, and it's Randy Quaid's subplot. Randy Quaid himself is great. I always love him in whatever movie he's in, but that whole subplot doesn't serve the story. I was watching the movie and I thought, if we just took away this whole thing about his alien abduction and he's a crop duster and he's got a family with medical issues, yeah, that's okay, that's fine. But if you took that away, the movie, this overarching story would not be affected. And if that's the case in your screenplay, it's wasted time. If the movie feels long, it's because there is fat to be trimmed. And I'm always looking for that in my screenplays. Like, where can we trim the fat? So, as much as I love Randy Quaid, he didn't need to be in this movie. Even at the end, someone else could have played that part. Think about it. In terms of the downright campy here, yes, Welcome to Earth, preceded by a punch to the face. I don't know about you, but if I ever am in a dogfight with an alien, I would probably also punch it in the face. And then light up a cigar. This movie loves cigars. Make smoking look cool. Don't do it. And Boomer the dog is the only actor that could possibly upstage Will Smith. So there you have it. Those are my thoughts on Independence Day. Next week, we will be talking about Earth versus the Flying Saucers, a 1950s classic, which after I watched went, oh, I understand where Independence Day got most of its stuff. So it was really fascinating to watch these movies back to back. Thank you so much. Engage. We are on YouTube, link in the bio. engage and follow on Instagram. And check out Bandits Emporium as well. Buy some merch. Why not? That's pretty cool. And we'll see you next week. Take care.